This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria del Rosario Guzman de Rodriguez. Date of birth, January the 24th, 1967. Case ID number is 380-1052. Date of exam, January the 5th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Mario Ansaldúa, dated 11/22/21. Identifying information. This is a 55-year-old married female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of left-sided breast cancer, comma, vertigo, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, osteoporosis/osteoarthritis, comma, lumbar sacral back pain, comma, tricuspid valve disease, and tricuspid valve disease. Allegations number one, breast cancer, left side. Number two, vertical. Number three, urinary incontinence. Number four, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. Number five, hypertension. Number six, hypercholesterolemia. Number seven, osteoporosis/osteoarthritis. Number eight, lumbar sacral back pain. And number nine, tricuspid valve disease with regurgitation. History of allegations. Number one, breast cancer of the left side of her breast. The claimant states that in 2012 she was diagnosed with left breast cancer. The claimant had a left breast lumpectomy and eventually a mastectomy performed with axial node removal. She was treated with chemotherapy and radiation for 1 month in 2013. And the claimant has finished all her treatment, which was finished in 2013. She was placed on other medications, which was a pill that she does not recall the name of, but was more likely than not tamoxifen. She is presently not taking anything for her cancer, and she appears to be in remission since 2013. Allegation number two, vertigo. The claimant states that since 2012, when she was given the radiation and chemotherapy, she started to develop severe vertigo with nausea, vomiting, and dizziness. She states that she has the episode at least three times per week. She is presently on medication for her vertigo, but does not recall what the medication was. She only takes a PRN as needed for severe vertigo. Her condition is ongoing, but fairly stable at this time. Allegation number three, urinary incontinence, secondary to stress incontinence. The claimant states that in 2013, she started to develop urinary incontinence and presently has to wear two pads per day. And she also takes tartrodine tartrate, 4 milligrams QD, which helps her with the urinary incontinence. She has been told that her uterus is pushing down on her urinary bladder and that she needs a hysterectomy to correct the problem. The hysterectomy is pending at this time. Her condition is being treated and appears to be fairly stable at this time. Number four, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. The claimant states that in 1987 she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 30 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. She does have diabetic polyneuropathy of her feet and hands with tingliness and numbness in her hands and feet. She does check her blood glucose twice per day and states that it usually comes out between 140 to 400 milligrams / DL. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 8.5, which was 8.4%, which is fairly high. She is presently taking Trulicity 2.75 milligrams q-week, Levemir 70 units q-a.m. and 10 units q-p.m., Benformin hydrochloride 1,000 milligrams b.i.d., Jardiance 10 milligrams q.d., Januvia 100 milligrams q.d. Her condition is being treated, but does not appear to be well controlled at this time. Allegation number 5, hypertension. The claimant states that in 1987, she started to have chest pain, shortness of breath, and frontal and occipital headaches, along with blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 142/90 mmHg. She is presently taking losartan hydrochlorothiazide 50 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams QD and metoprolol 16 ER 25 milligrams QD. Her condition appears to be stable at this time and fairly well controlled. Allegation number 6. Hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that since 1987, she has had a high cholesterol level. She does not recall what her last cholesterol level was. However, she is presently taking atorvastatin 10 milligrams QD and states that they have not increased her dose. She appears to be stable at this time and denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. Allegation number 7, osteoporosis / osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2015, she was diagnosed with osteoarthritis of her hips along with osteoporosis. She was also diagnosed with degenerative joint disease of her hips, secondary to osteoarthritis. X-rays were performed to confirm the diagnosis. She did receive one steroid injection into her knee for inflammation. She denies any fractures or surgeries performed for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels in the evening. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 1 pound above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top at this time. The claimant states that she cannot mop but can sometimes sweep. She does have an assistive device, which is a cane that she uses when she goes out. Her physician is Dr. Johnny Gonzalez. At the present time, she is on Celebrex 200 milligrams QD, diclofenac 100 milligrams QD, and ibuprofen 400 milligrams TID for pain, which she states does give her relief. She states she does no other physical activity at this time. Allegation number 8, lumbar sacral. The claimant states that since 2010, she has had a stabbing pain in her lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to her right leg. The claimant does have degenerative joint disease, but has had no treatment for her condition other than the medications that are being given to her for inflammation. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 2 hours, comma, lift 1 pound above her head, and bend over to pick up clothes. As noted earlier, she does have a cane when she goes out for support. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and doing the laundry. She denies sleeping during the day, doing heavy housework, or any other exercise. Her physician is Dr. Johnny Gonzalez, and she has not seen a chiropractor but did receive 6 sessions of physical therapy for her lumbar sacral back pain. She is presently on diclofenac sodium ER 100 milligrams QD, ibuprofen 400 milligrams QID, and Celebrex 200 milligrams BID for her pain. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back pain with right-sided radiculitis / lumbago. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 9, tricuspid valve disease. The claimant states that in 2013, she was diagnosed with a tricuspid valve disease with valve regurgitation. She states that she was having palpitations on the left side of her chest, which would last for 1 hour, and she would have it at least 3 times per day. She states it was precipitated by any kind of exertion, and sometimes she would have it at rest. She denies any relation of taking in food with her palpitations. The claimant states that her condition is relieved by rest and antacids. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, and occasional nausea with dizziness. She denies any vomiting. Her risk factors include hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, menopause, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. She does have a history of gastritis, but she denies any peptic ulcer disease, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli, or costal chondritis. The claimant does suffer from shortness of breath and some pedal edema and has to sleep with 2 pillows at night. She was diagnosed with tricuspid valve disease with valve regurgitation. She is presently taking medications such as losartan, hydrochlorothiazide, 50 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams QD, and metoprolol succinic ER 25 milligrams QD, which appears to be controlling her condition. Her vital signs are normal. Family history. Her father died at the age of 62 from a myocardial infarction and hypertension. Her mother died at the age of 57 from diabetes mellitus, myocardial infarction, and cerebrovascular accident. She was on dialysis. Medications, Montelukast 10 milligrams QD, Cetirizine 10 milligrams QD, Trulicity 2.75 milligrams QW, Levemir 70 units QAM and 10 units QPM, Tolturadine, tartrate, 4 milligrams QD, fluticasone, propionate, nasal spray, QD, losartan, hydrochlorothiazide, 50 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams QD, vitamin D2, 1.25 milligrams QW, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, Jardiance 10 milligrams QD, Januvia 100 milligrams QD, diclofenac sodium ER 100 milligrams QD, metoprolol succinic ER 25 milligrams QD, ibuprofen 400 milligrams QID, Celebrex 200 milligrams BID, sertraline hydrochloride 100 milligrams QHS, and atorvastatin 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, coma, left breast cancer with mastectomy and node removal and remission at this time, vertigo, coma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, coma, degenerative disc disease, coma, hyperlipidemia, coma, osteoarthritis / osteoporosis, coma, urinary incontinence, coma, lumbago, coma, tricuspid valve disease, major surgeries, cholecystectomy, history of left breast lumpectomy and mastectomy performed in 2012, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, but did have human papilloma virus as a sexually transmitted disease. Physical examination, temperature is 97.5 Fahrenheit, weight 152 pounds, height 5 feet 1 inch, BP 142 over 90 mmHg, heart rate 74 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 29. General, this is a 55-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderma was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have dentures. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. However, extraocular movements did not appear to be intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters, and there was a regular rate and rhythm with auscultation. The claimant has a +2/6 tricuspid valve regurgitation murmur, which was heard with auscultation. No rubs or gals were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Could you drop down to lungs? Lungs were clear with auscultation and percussion bilaterally. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage, except for the left breast mastectomy, where 2 surgical scars were noted. One was 6 centimeters under the axilla, and the other one was 16 centimeters horizontal where a mastectomy was performed. Both surgical scars appeared to be well healed and intact. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert but was not oriented times three and had fairly poor eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She did have fairly clear thought processes, but her memory was poor, concentration was poor, and she was not oriented to time, place, person, or situation completely. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for a decrease in extraocular movements, which may be coming from her vertigo. Could you please drop down to a cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a cane. Her hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the left upper and lower extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right upper and lower extremities. However, the claimant does have some mild decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left upper and lower extremities, secondary to the mastectomy. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, especially for the left upper and lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of the right knee, but decreased strength of the left knee and decreased flexion compared to the right. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant did have some moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She requires an assistive device of a cane, secondary to imbalance from vertigo. Neurological. Grip strength was +5/5 for the right side and +3/5 for the left. However, pinch, grip, and opposing fingers was normal, and the claimant was able to make a full closed fist of both hands. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for extraocular movements, which appeared to be slightly abnormal. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at 1+. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except for some slight decrease of the left upper and lower extremities. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms noted of the left upper and lower extremities. Muscle strength was +5/5 for the right upper and lower extremities and +3/5 for the left upper and lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the left shoulder no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects well with the right upper extremity, but does have some mild problems with the left upper extremity. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. However, the claimant does have left upper and lower extremity weakness, and my concern is that she may have had a small stroke. The claimant has difficulty in heel and toe walking and needs a cane to tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted for the right side and mildly restricted for the left. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show some fatigue. The claimant has mild limitations in her visual acuity and no limitations in her visual fields. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to mild weakness of the left upper and lower extremities. Probable diagnoses. Number one, breast cancer of the left side with mastectomy. Dash is in remission at this time and appears to be well healed. Number two, vertigo. Dash being treated at this time with medication appears to be stable. Number three, urinary incontinence being treated with medication, and the claimant does have to wear pads. A hysterectomy is pending at this time. Number four, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy being treated with multiple medications. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 8.4, which is not very well controlled at this time. Number five, hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 142/90, which is normal. Number six, hypercholesterolemia. Dash being treated at this time and appears to be fairly well controlled. Number seven, osteoporosis/osteoarthritis, being treated with medications, fairly normal physical exam at this time. Number eight, lumbar sacral back pain, being treated at this time. The claimant does have a borderline abnormal physical exam, especially for the left side, which may be coming from a mild hemiparesis. Number nine, tricuspid valve disease, regurgitation, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant's vital signs are stable, and she appears to be doing well with the medications. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria D. Rodriguez.